Good morning! This is Bronwyn Kilroy, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Positive Energy Show on Alive 90.5 FM, where your motion controls your emotion.
And the time has come, and we've got the lovely Maggie. Half South
Hello.
African, half Mexican. Hello, Maggie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So glad you can join us here at Live 90.5. I've got Special K with me this morning.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. I'm so excited. Thank you guys for having me.
No, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah. So for everybody out there, if you're wondering how we know Maggie. So Maggie, we met on this wonderful Latino cruises that they have in the harbor. If you ever want to go on one of those, you can follow them. There's Agua. There's quite a few ones happening there. But she's an amazing salsa and samba dancer. And she's involved in so many different scenes in Sydney, where she does some of the dancing with LDA, Latin Dance Australia. Is it ISCA? What's the name of the other one that you dance at?
Escola de Samba. Sydney.
Oh, yes. Escuela de Sable Sydney. Oh, I'm sounding a Spanish here at the moment. Yes. And she's always dressed like, I'm so envious. Like, I've never been to Rio. I've never been to Brazil. But whenever I watch Maggie's Instagram and socials, I feel like I'm in Brazil.
Yeah, her costumes are so wonderful. Check her out on Instagram. You should see the costumes. So bright and vibrant. We're very envious.
Oh, thank you, guys. I try.
So, Maggie, what got you into what being half South African and half Mexican? What inspired you to take on dancing as a, you know, as a hobby, but also as a career?
Well, I've actually really been dancing my whole life. So when I was in Mexico, when I was little, I did baby ballet, little ballet classes, and then I kind of just kept going. And when we moved to South Africa, I kept dancing. I was doing like jazz classes at my school, and I did like all the classical styles. That's what I started with when I was younger, jazz, modern, contemporary ballet, all of that. And then I moved to Peru, and I started doing more commercial styles, some hip-hop. And then when I moved back to South Africa the second time, I started doing more traditional South African styles, like Fujwa, Panzula, Amapiano, everything like that. So really, everywhere I lived kind of inspired me, I guess. And then going from Joburg to Sydney is where I started doing more Latin styles professionally, like salsa, samba, bachata, kizomba. And still the commercial styles as well. So really, I guess it was that I just moved around a lot and lived in different cultures. And everywhere I lived, I wanted to dance. I've always loved dancing. And Sydney has the most amazing dance scene. It's really diverse. It has all of the styles that I love. So I feel really lucky to be here and be able to do all of them still.
Awesome.
Wow, you've traveled so extensively. That's so incredible. Is there any particular place where you've really found that you've connected well with the community and the people? Because you said the scene in Sydney is so wonderful. Are there any other places that you've...
Definitely South Africa. I mean, I was there the longest, and I was really, really welcomed into like the whole community. And like with my Panzula group, for example, I was invited to go and train with them in Soweto and to go and perform and everything like that. And even the Latin scene in Joburg is good too, and it's growing so much. And I was invited to demonstrate by one of my friends from Cuba. Like everyone, just the atmosphere in Joburg is the one. It's really friendly, really welcoming. And I miss it, so I cannot wait to go back there as well.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you have such an inclusive environment. You've met so many wonderful people. Is there anyone throughout your journey that has really supported you through your dancing and I guess through your creative means?
Yeah, I'm lucky. I have a few people, actually. Probably the first one that comes to mind is Delta. Her name is Delta Choshi, and she kind of had a really important moment for me. So the first performance that I ever did that was really, really big was in South Africa, and it was Johannesburg Pride, which is like, it's like Mardi Gras here. So it's the LGBTQ like festival parade, And I got asked to do a solo and also some group performances with some dancers from the studio that I was training at there. But there was an issue with the music at one point, and like the music stopped working and they had to fix something, and they put just like a random song on in the meantime. And someone was supposed to be performing at that time, but they couldn't put up the music, so they needed someone to go on stage and fill the space. And for some reason, everyone decided that I should do this. And I was pretty young. I was still new to the dance, not new to the dancing, but new to like professionally performing on a big stage in front of thousands of people. Hadn't done it yet. And they were like, Maggie, go, you got this. And I started panicking, like properly panicking, and I was like, guys, I don't think I'm the one, like find someone else, like this is not I'm not experienced enough to do this. And then I remember Delta just like grabbing me by the shoulders and just like really giving me the best pep talk of my life and saying like, I have seen you dance, everybody loves to watch you dance, just think that you're just in your room, you know, having the time of your life. I don't remember exactly what she said to me, but she literally talked to me for like 5 minutes, completely calmed me down, and she said, you got this, just have fun, just be yourself. And she then like literally physically pushed me on the stage, so, and I had no choice, and then I went for it, and it was amazing. I remember it was really, really amazing. Everybody loved it. And after that, you could not take me off of the stage.
Awesome.
I was like, nope, this is where I belong.
Yeah. Well, we're going to bring the listeners quickly a song, Barbellini. It's Samba de Janeiro. And I love the song because I can just see you dancing to this in your beautiful feathers and outfits and everything. And then after that, we're going to come back and we're going to continue this conversation. But this song is Samba de Janeiro, Barbellini. Enjoy. Samba! Yes, can feel the drums going.
If you're watching, imagine Maggie dancing to this.
Yes, that was Samba.
If you look at the music video, it's almost like what you were describing, Maggie, the Johannesburg Pride. It looks wonderful.
Yeah, all the colors and costumes, it's amazing.
Definitely. That is just, that song gets me pumped every time I listen to it. You know, it just makes me want to dance.
I hope everyone else was pumped. Just as much as we were like dancing in the studio. Yeah.
So Maggie, the question that I have for you, if somebody out there wants to actually come on board and learn salsa and samba, because I mean, this is just amazing. I love Latina music. And where are some of the places they can go and learn how to dance, and what would you recommend? How do they go about doing it?
Yeah, so it depends on the style, but I mean, so for samba, I would definitely say Escola de Samba. I've been in a couple of different samba groups since I got to Sydney, and the thing that I love about Escola is the authenticity, because Sasha, the owner who teaches most of the classes, trained with Carlinho Salgueiro in Brazil for many years, who is like the king of samba. If you don't know Carlinhos and you want to start doing samba, that would be a good place to start. All of the teachers there have trained in Brazil, gone to Carnival, and the school actually goes to Brazil every year. Before COVID, they were doing that, and so you can go with them if you want, which I think is like a really amazing opportunity. And they just really explain everything, like what the names of the moves are in Portuguese, where they come from, how to do it like in your body. It's just really authentic and really amazing, so you feel like you are in Brazil actually training the style from where it comes from. So I would definitely suggest that.
Yeah.
And then for salsa, I have a friend, Jeremy, who teaches at dance school in Town Hall. And he teaches Cuban salsa, which is my favorite style. And he, same thing, trained in Cuba for many years. So I think really the thing that I would advise is try to find, depending on whatever style you're doing, for whatever it is, I would say try to find an authentic teacher who has kind of been immersed in that culture and really knows where it comes from, because that's the biggest part of all of these dances. You know, they come from a rich culture, and the movements all mean something.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the biggest takeaway for me.
Definitely. Now, where can we find you? When's your next performance? We want to come see you in feathers, dancing and performing. We want to come and be part of that carnavale.
So coming up, I have, I think probably for samba, it might be a little while, because we're just going back to the studio next week. I'm so excited. But I will have a stage show at some point. The studio always does a big like end of year stage show, and then another one kind of in the middle of the year. So I think probably in a few months.
Okay.
There will be a big stage show, and you will definitely see it all over all of our social media. Will announce it 100 times, so don't even worry. As soon as I have a samba gig, we also just got new costumes. I have completely new costumes, new feathers, new shoes.
Okay, if we invite you to our Christmas party and we give you food and drinks, will you come dance for us? Come samba, get our friends. Definitely.
Yeah, show us how it's done, honestly. There's a few uncoordinated people here, but I think we can do it. Take a look.
Awesome.
I would love to.
Awesome. Well, Maggie, I'm going to say thank you so much for joining us here at Alive 90.5. Keep moving, keep grooving, which we always love to say, your motion controls your emotion. And just keep doing the amazing work you're doing and inspiring people. Just
definitely check her out. She is an amazing dancer. And if the feathers and the beautiful costumes don't draw you in, definitely her dance moves and her energy really will. So check her out.
Yeah, and she's got part South African heritage. So definitely.